And let's say good morning and welcome now to Calvin Finch. He joins us on the garden program this morning. And he's our new horticulturist. We'll quit calling him new before long because he's been here a couple of months. So he's getting pretty well acclimatized to this old black soil we have around here, where it's pretty hard to grow a decent kind of a fruit tree. Now, you get up in the hill country, you go out east or even south into some of the sandy country, it's a different story. But, Calvin, let's talk about fruit tree varieties and get some suggestions on maybe what we ought to be planting now.
Okay, good morning, Bill. Let's start with peaches.
Okay.
We got a wide selection of peaches, and you can pick a peach to start producing fruit from early May right through mid-July in the San Antonio area. So you got quite a selection. Peaches are not real easy to grow in San Antonio. They ideally like an acid, sandy soil, but with a little tender love and care, we do get some good production. Peaches are selected by their requirement for chill. And in the San Antonio area, we want a peach that requires about 600 hours of temperatures between 32 degrees and 45 degrees. And that's the average chill we get. The last few years, we haven't had any average years. We either had too much or too little.
Yeah, this year, I imagine we're way over, I would guess.
Yeah, in fact, some of those low chill varieties of peaches and also apples that we've selected are already blooming, and hopefully we won't get any more freezes.
Yeah, they do. They get a little anxious sometimes. We get some warm days, and they'll pop out.
Yeah. Well, the list of peaches that we recommend include Florida King.
Now, is this for right here in Bexar County in San Antonio?
Right, in this area.
Not up in the hill country, necessarily.
Now, most of these varieties are suitable for the hill country, too.
Okay.
But right here in San Antonio, Florida King, early May, and then Spring Gold and Bicentennial, the first week in May.
Mm-hmm.
June Gold is the first large peach we get, and that's in late May. Rio Grande is a good one. Techstar is a selection from Texas A&M. Then Sentinel in early June. That's a nice peach, too. Harvester in mid-June. Real good color, high quality, a real nice peach. Then we finally get into the all the peaches we mentioned so far, either cling or semi-cling.
Mm-hmm.
Then the first freestone is Lava Valenciana.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a selection from Louisiana State University. It's available in some nurseries here, and hopefully in the future it'll be more available.
What's the name of that one now?
La Valenciana.
My, that's a fancy name.
Yeah. Hope
there
are not too many Cajuns out there.
Over Louisiana, yeah. But it is freestone.
Yeah.
And we can grow it right here in the city.
Uh-huh.
That'd be rather interesting.
There's Shades of Green Nursery is, I know, carries it in a couple of the other nurseries. And then, of course, the reliable and high-quality peaches that come later in the season, Loring, Dixieland, and Redskin.
Can we raise those here in town?
Yeah, we can. They're tougher because of the hot weather, and you have to irrigate them.
Now, those are my favorite, the Loring and the Redskin. I don't think there's any way you can beat those.
Now, the Redskin was selected from a seedling from Alberta stock.
It's a modern version of the old Alberta that we used to love.
A lot of people call it an Alberta peach, but nobody grows the old Alberta anymore just because it doesn't compare to these new selections.
Yeah, I wonder if you can still get this the old Alberta.
Well, I don't know. They sure advertise it at nurseries a lot, but I think it's probably these modern selections.
These modern selections from the Alberta.
But everybody's so used to Alberta, and They equate that name with high quality. So
you bet.
So it's good.
I can remember growing those in my mom's garden up in North Texas way back yonder.